I don't sing and I don't dance, but I can make romance. Yeah, nothing I can do, yeah. I can watch innercitygeeks.com all day long, yeah. I want you guys listening right now, tuning in into the danger zone. Right now, I want you to watch and listen to everything from the Inner City Geeks, yeah.
Everybody, welcome to the Inner City's podcast. It's Steve here, and this is episode 171. And joining me today is Alex.
The most intimate of intimates is like welcome to NPR.
Yeah, welcome to NPR cast. It's just us two here.
Yeah.
We're just gonna sit here and just give you the tons of some ASMR sounds for the next like hour or so.
If you hear no random noises in the background, it's because I'm actually cooking in the midst of doing this.
Yes, I am also gonna be rubbing my beard against the microphone. Maybe that'll make it.
I thought for a second you said you're gonna rub your penis on a cloth, and I was like, "Oh my god, there you go." good evening, ladies.
Hell yeah! How are you doing? So what's good, dude? What's going on? How you been, man?
Ah, dude, it's been a long week, but a productive one nonetheless. I've been continuing on with the new character for the comic, and you know, I sent you the script, so. You know, so for those that don't know, whatever, Steve and I are trying to do like the old school format, the how we used to work on it together.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, everything's going good. I'm just
the
next step is cleaning up the character on Photoshop, and then from there, I can place it together.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be awesome.
Yeah,
it's gonna be really exciting. Man, very exciting.
Yeah, actually, and because of which or whatever, I've had a lot of people, especially from the site where I'm at,
uh-huh.
have been like, you know, giving me the positive feedback on the drawing, because not to get like, you know, in any kind of way or whatever, but my coworker, the one that was used as an example,
uh-huh.
you know, for the drawing, he's not the most friendly towards the clients.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so, you know, he's to the point. He does everything that he has to. He's no nonsense or whatever. A lot of people, for whatever reason, are kind of intimidated by him. But I've worked with him for 2 years, and yeah. I know a different side coworker. But I know not to mess with him, you know, when he's, you know, when like if you see it in his face, like if he's out of it, leave him be.
Yeah. Don't push him too much. Don't push his buttons at all.
Yeah, so, so because of which... A lot of people, like I said, have been on this whole kick of, you know, oh my god, you know, I can't believe he let you do that. It's like, yeah, of course he let me do that, because, you know, like I said, I work with the dude. So, why wouldn't he? And besides, I did the one thing that a lot of people are supposed to do when you do something as such anyway, which is you ask permission.
Yeah, exactly. That's the most important part. Just, you know, ask permission and don't be a dick about shit.
Yeah, and if the person says no, then it's no.
Yeah. It's plain and fucking simple.
Yeah. Simple enough. Ah, it's a simple man.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. That's pretty awesome, man. That's good. I'm excited for the new issue to come out, and can't wait.
What I'm actually glad about it as well is that, you know, it's been a little too long.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
Because of which, like, because, you know, like, the whole thing is this. What was it? Before the last issue, whatever, it was, like, what, about a year?
Mm-hmm. So, just making our way back into actually getting into a regular deal of things, yeah.
Yeah. Imagine, like, that's how it works or whatever. Like, nope, it's a yearly. I was like, no, that's not the case. It's just a lot of stuff is going on. Mm-hmm. You know, adulting.
Exactly. What happens when you grow up?
Oh, so When it comes to shows, I finally finished The Flash.
Nice.
Yeah, dude, I didn't know that that last episode was going to hit me so hard.
It does, man. It hits hard.
Yeah, and you know, and the, what is it, the post, like, you know, at the end or whatever, the video?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, I don't know why. All I kept thinking is, like, you know, you're going to have, like, like someone's going to take that video, whatever, and just put that song. It's so hard.
Basically. Just have it in the background, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know how you had an Endgame, whatever, with the fucking I Will Always
Yes, Love You? Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. It only makes sense, like, to do it that way.
Yeah, so, I just, like I said, I just find it fucking hilarious that I was like, why do I go, like, this is one, why isn't that my go-to?
Yeah.
But whatevs. And still cook on as I'm continuing this. How about you, dude? Everything all right?
It's getting better. This week was kind of a bit of a strenuous week for me. Actually, I don't think I actually told you, but earlier this week, like after we recorded and stuff like that, over the past weekend, I kind of had some like numbness in my face. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? I didn't do anything about it. I was like, okay, that's been fine. I just went to work on Monday. And then I make it to work. And I'm like, okay, it still feels numb. And it, like, there were times that like, I would bite at stuff and like, I'd bite my tongue really bad because, of course, I have numbness in my face, right? So I was like, fuck it. I'm going to go to the doctor. And I went to the urgent care. And they asked me, am I experiencing any type of, like, you know, like shortness of breath or like any heartache or anything or any type of pain in my chest? I'm like, no, I don't have any of that. And then they were like, okay, cool. Sit down. I sat down for like 20 minutes. They were like, okay, it's not that bad if you don't have any fucking chest pains or anything. So I was like, okay, great. So it can't be that bad. I'm not dying. I'm not stroking or anything. But
I was thinking, like, you know, like, oh my god, imagine you suffering a stroke and you don't even
right exactly even exactly stroke. No, but once the doctor came and saw me, he was like, yo, seems like everything is actually fine, but the only thing, the issue they have right now is that you seem to be having Bell's palsy at the moment.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's, dude, you suffered what JR suffered.
Exactly. So, but
you didn't get like, fuck, I don't want to.
It's not a permanent thing. It's not a permanent thing.
So you have a slight strokey face now?
No, I don't actually. Like, if you just look at me, you can't really tell anything because I still have full movement of everything, but it's just numb.
But you're okay.
Yeah, I'm fine. They gave me some medication to help it go away. They gave me steroids and shit, and some antiviral shit. So now
with the steroids and the DDP yoga, whatever, you're gonna be fucking jacked.
Yeah, exactly. And then on top of the whole DDP yoga thing, I actually, not just DDP yoga, but just in general with like everything keto that I've been doing, I weighed myself again, and I'm a lot less than 300 pounds than what I was before.
I can share with you, ever. I'm like 305,
310. Okay, I'm at 288 right now.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's even, damn, then I'm heavier than you, dude.
Yeah, I know. It's always been the other way around.
Yeah. Look at that fucking Florida.
Yeah. So, like, I'm wearing, at the moment, I'm wearing a pair of shorts that I haven't worn comfortably since, like, high school.
Fuck, dude. Yeah. You know what makes me laugh? I have a shirt that's from high school. And mind you, this makes 20 years this year.
Yeah.
Right? And that shirt is my wife's sleeping shirt now.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, so, and that shirt will not fit me for the life of me. Because it's a 2X, and now, you know, Well, actually, you know, it's a snug 2X, right? So
yeah.
I am, like, sleeping shirts is 3X. Regular shirts, 4X. I can see right now, whatever, the thing, like, the podcast, I can't be. He's just fat.
So my 3X shirts now fit me like if I was wearing, like, if I was a girl wearing their boyfriend's shirt. So I need to wear like a 2X and shit.
In a sense.
Yeah, it is. It's a great thing. So like now I have to wear 2X shirts.
Hmm.
Yeah. So I'm getting smaller.
Fading away.
I'm just slowly fading away. But at least I'm not melting, right? At least I'm not like melted Steve. Remember in college?
Oh, man.
Yeah, melted tea.
That was just a joke.
It was hilarious, dude.
That was... Wasn't that the... I'm trying to remember exactly how that came to be.
I don't remember how it came to be, but I do remember that he did have quite a resemblance, just looked very melted.
Yeah, like he looked like he could have been, you know, like your twin if he wasn't put in the microwave.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, I can see right now. Damn, these inner city geeks dudes are totally like, you know.
You guys are assholes. You guys are assholes. Yeah, we are, but you know, we're nice assholes.
We're like the
pretty bleached assholes.
Yeah, we're the porno assholes.
Exactly. We're just not gaping like they are.
Gaping bleach asshole episode 171.
I love it.
I mean, that's no, but you know.
Yo, dude, I got away with glitter shits last week, so.
Yeah.
Who knows? Why not, right?
Yeah.
So.
Oh, man, it's just like, yeah, from 170 and on, it's just, we're just becoming bold.
From 170 on, we just don't give a fuck, really.
Yeah, until we get to episode 200, and then what is it? It's all wholesome again. That's when we shout out that we were bought by Disney.
Oh, no. Imagine that.
Yeah.
That'd be quite amazing.
Speaking of which.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm not getting ready for that yet. But,
Okay.
One more thing before we continue with the show. I got to listen to some new music today, and it's not necessarily new music because this album did come out like months ago, but I just found out about this.
New
for me, and I am like thoroughly fucking impressed by this fucking band, and I will be playing a song by this band at the end of the episode. But the band I'm talking about is The Machinist. It's a female led band. One guitarist, one drummer, one bassist. It's a complete, like, different type of band, of course, because from New York. From Queens, to be exact. And they're fucking dope. And not just that the fact that they're dope, but it's a death metal, like, deathcore type band. Super fucking excited to hear some heavy fucking music from fucking New York right now.
Dude, it's been quite a while since I've heard something good from a New York based band.
Exactly. You don't hear a lot of shit from New York based bands. Like you hear shit from Jersey, like the Concrete Dream that I played a couple episodes ago. They're from Jersey, yeah. And they're pretty good. But listening to something come straight from New York, from the city, not just like upstate New York or fucking like, you know, the outskirts and shit. No, straight up New York City.
Long. When someone says they're from New York, you're like, where are you from? Long Island.
Right, exactly. Like, no, you're not from the city, dude.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. When they say I'm from NYC, right? Like, you know, where are you from? Strong Island.
Yeah. Nope. I'm from Rockland County. Yeah, no, Rockland County doesn't count.
Kick rocks, dude.
Yeah, it's like fucking Baby Bronx. Come on now.
Dude, what I love is that kind of reminds me of, like, you know, like you said, when someone says they're from the Bronx or whatever. What part? I'm from Yonk.
Yeah, that's not the fucking Bronx, bitch. It's close to it.
That's like, you know. Yeah. But that's like the whole thing of, like, you know, I'm from the Bronx or whatever. What part? I'm Westchester County.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, now you're starting to go upstate. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, no, you're not starting. You're going upstate, bitch. Fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Fuck out.
Yeah, just come on, Noah. Like, listen, we get raccoons and stuff or whatever, but you get legit, like, you know, wildlife creatures, whatever. You get Cinderella creatures, so I don't want
to. Yeah, exactly. Exactly, motherfuckers.
Well, no, let me rephrase that. Right, Snow White creatures. Remember, fine. She's the one that had the deer and all that. You know.
Oh yeah. All the fairy tale bitches.
Yeah. All the fairy tale. There you go. All the fairy tale bitches. Episode 171. Yeah. It was like, yo, what the hell is with you and just random titles? Like, I love it.
Dude. You know what it is? You know what it is? It's the Tito's right now. The Tito's right now is what's fueling this right now.
Oh my god, dude! Tito influence. Kitchen Corner, episode 171.
I can definitely dig it. That just sounds amazing. Tito's Corner. That's gonna be Tito's Corner. That's the name of the show.
Yeah, and if anything, whatever, just to join you, whatever, in a few, I'll take a shot of something as well.
Hell yeah, do it, dude.
Yeah. Bad influence.
Peer pressure.
It's like jokes on you or whatever. I was going to do it regardless.
That's my usual regimen. Yes, I said it wrong.
Yeah. No, whatever. Just come on over, like, you know, like, I was going to, you know, I was going to do it anyway or whatever. I don't fall into peer pressure. But mm-hmm. Hell, it just adds a good story.
I'll just make it seem like I was pressured into drinking it, but I was drinking it anyway.
Yeah. I just couldn't find the bottle at the time.
Yep.
Because I misplaced it right behind me. Wait, how did you replace it right behind you? We don't have to get into this.
Yeah, let's not get into it. Let's just keep moving.
Yeah, right. Speaking of moving, let's start to get into geek shit.
Yes, let's get into some geek shit this week. I guess the biggest thing that's come out this week, that is something that, like, tons of people have been fucking, like, bugging out about, and rightfully so, is the biggest thing right now is the whole deal with Spider-Man. Sony and Disney / Marvel has been going back and forth pretty much all week, and pretty much since, like, all the Spider-Man shit came out. The fact that, you know, Sony's like, fuck you, Disney, like, we want to keep our character. We've given you this character for so long already. Now let's just take it back now and, you know, see what could happen, you know? You guys have made plenty of money off of them. Why not?
Yeah, well, you already know, dude, because, I mean, the whole issue is apparently that the deal kind of came out that Disney wanted a 50-50 deal.
Yeah.
But Sony was giving Marvel Disney 5%.
Yeah.
And, you know, they were, like, you know, now because of that or whatever, especially with the advent of Far From Home,
mm-hmm.
making, you know, topping billion.
Yeah.
Right? They were like, you know, no, we want all the monies.
Yeah. Of course, and rightfully so, because shit, like, why not? That's our fucking money, we can keep it. But also not the fact that, like, the biggest thing that's also happening with this whole thing is that, you know, Disney gets, like, all the merchandise rights for everything as far as, like, Spider-Man, so anything that comes...
Yeah, because, I mean, like, no matter what, the only thing they just don't have movie rights to it.
Yeah.
They could do cartoons...
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, they can do video games that go to Sony.
No, but this was really interesting because now, like, everybody's going back and forth, like, oh, what's gonna happen? Is it gonna go back? Is it gonna stay there? What's gonna happen with Spider-Man being, like, the main character of Spider-Man kind of being, you know, kind of like the figurehead of the Avengers in a way, and kind of like taking over the spot of Tony Stark. Now that, you know, Tony Stark isn't in the picture. Like, he was supposed to be kind of like the new version of Tony Stark now that he is, like, kind of like his protege in a way. Like, you don't know what's going on.
No matter what, though, like there's some time, because I mean, like, what is it? The next Marvel property movie or whatever or show, isn't it? It's still, like, until next year anyway.
Yeah, we still have plenty of fucking time until anything happens. So, like, who knows? Maybe after this weekend they might fucking figure something out, because this weekend is D23. There's a ton of shit happening out of D23. And honestly, like, I really don't want to talk about D23 this episode because, like, it's literally popping in right now on my phone, and I'm just like, yeah, I'm not going to be able to pay attention to the fucking recording because, like, I'm just going to be looking at my phone the entire fucking time.
Yeah, and then I'm just going to have to be like, you know, in the words of Unikitty, business, and then I just add podcasting.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm just like, you know what, I'm just gonna hold off on doing the D23 stuff, and I might wind up doing it either next week, or might actually do a special first watch with Renee this weekend. So we'll see.
Good.
Yes.
But it'll all hash out eventually anyway. Cause
it will.
Ultimately, the thing is because, you know, Marvel is not gonna, like, you know, kind of like let go of something big, especially like after Endgame. You don't want to risk, like, you know, like, I mean, you got other characters and stuff, and that's fine too. And the rumor is that they want to start focusing on, like, you know, since Endgame was technically, like, you know, kind of like passing the torch, if you will.
Yeah.
The rumor is that because of these Disney shows, they want to start focusing on Young Avengers.
Yeah.
So the next generation.
And that's perfect, because that's what they need to do, because they need to start focusing on newer characters, just, you know, making their way into doing things.
Yeah, because what is it? The rumor is that apparently, because something came up with, I don't know if you remember that kid from Iron Man 3?
Yeah.
And I think we talked about it, that he, you know, he's scheduled for a multiple movie deal.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently the rumor is that he's supposed to be, I forget, was it Kang the Conqueror or something like that?
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so they're saying that may be the next big baddie, but they don't know yet. Or it may be the baddie for, like the next phase, something like that. Like, it's still up in the air, dude.
Right.
But there's so many rumors coming out when it comes to that.
Exactly. Like, there's no real definitive anything until we actually hear the shit come out of fucking Disney's mouth and shit. Disney and fucking Marvel, like, yo, this is what's really fucking happening.
I think the other thing that's been hilarious is the random memes that have been popping up because of this whole Disney feud.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, you know, Disney, Sony thing. My favorite one was that I saw on one of my friend's pages. Spider-Man, homeless, and they just, like, a dude in
the costume that was the best. In the
corner.
Yeah. one of the dudes that we saw, that we spoke about in the fucking, in the comic, the cosplayers or whatever.
Oh,
the cosplayers in Times Square.
Yeah. Oh, it goes back to the comic again. Thank you, Steven.
Hell yeah, dude.
Oh man.
You gotta fucking recognize. Yeah, but I'm kind of like, why can't they just get along? Just get along. Just fucking make this shit work. Why not?
Listen, when it comes to business, you already know, dude. Like, you know, ultimately, both sides want to make a profit. Both sides want to have, you know, the advantage.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't really have that unless you both really seemingly team together. Because ultimately, like, let's say, you know, the original deal, like I said, was a 5%, and to put it to 50-50. For Sony to take such a loss, it's like, you know, like, no. I could see, like, maybe, like, a 70-30 or a 25-75 deal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so both could be, Sony takes somewhat of a loss, but at the same time, whatever. Like, listen, you got other properties you can work on, too. Because apparently, you know, they did so well with Into the Spider-Verse, and there have been rumors that they're in works for a second, like, you know, like, they're trying to get works for a second one.
Right.
That's right, Kitty. Spider-Verse 2. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a new addition to the household as well, too.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So,
yeah, there you go. Cat Cast.
Yeah, the Cat Cast. The Pussy Cast, that's the first day.
Oh my god, Tito's in the pussy that wants attention.
Uh-huh, basically. Yeah, so we'll see what's going on with Spider-Man's and what happens. Because also, I think we saw during the week, we saw Robert Downey and fucking Tom Holland posting shit on Instagram, like, oh yeah, we did it, look, we did it, Tony Stark or whatever, and a picture of fucking Tom Holland's holding Iron Man and then Robert Downey Jr. holding Spider-Man action figures. It was kind of cute. Wondering, like, okay, did they actually fix something? Did they actually make something right? You know. So we'll see.
That's so adorbs. Like, you know.
Yeah, look, oh, look at the besties. Yeah, look at the besties.
I had to use the tween lingo. So adorbs.
It's adorbs. It's so cute.
Yeah. Tito Dorbs.
Yeah. Next thing, other than, you know, the Spideys, we got some information about the Joker movie that's coming out in the next few months. We finally got notice that it's gonna have a rated R. It's gonna be rated R.
Oh, and the advent of fucking Deadpool.
Yeah. You know.
Like, you know, you can make a rated R comic book movie work.
Exactly.
Even with Logan, too. Look at...
Yeah, exactly. Logan was rated R. So was Deadpool. Deadpool was great, both of them. So why not? According to the rating, whatever, it's rated R because it's a strong, bloody violence, disturbing behavior, language, and brief sexual images.
You're going to see her. You're gonna see Harley's butt cheek or whatever.
That's right, yeah. But the funny thing is, like, this is you pre want, her.
You want to rev this Harley, Mr. J? I brought it back from the animated series.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Apparently, the synopsis of the film is because I don't remember. I don't think we actually spoke about this, but the synopsis basically it follows the iconic arch nemesis, and it's this original standalone fictional story that hasn't been seen on the big screen, and it's produced by Todd Phillips is exploring Arthur Fleck, which is his name in the thing. It's not like, you know, the one that we've seen before, and who's of course going to be portrayed by Joaquin Phoenix. And it's basically a man who's struggling to find his way into Gotham's fractured society. By day, he's actually like a clown for hire, and he's aspiring to be a stand-up comedian at night. But he finds the jokes always seem to be on him, and he's caught in a cynical existence between apathy and cruelty. In this gritty character study. So it's gonna be pretty damn dark. Like, it's one of those situations that he's like, yeah, there's nothing going right for me. And I'm like, okay, I get it. I can dig it. I can see this shit happening.
So what's gonna happen? Real life.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's gonna be pretty cool. It's pretty interesting. I'm kind of a little more excited now that I know a little bit more about this, and the fact that it's actually gonna be like rated R. I'm like, okay, it's not just gonna be like a shitty, like, you know, PG-13 Joker. Oh yeah, like, ha ha ha! I'm gonna beat you up, but not really.
Yeah, so it's kind of cool. Or whatever. Yeah, ha ha! Here's the bunny and the duck. Ha ha.
Ha ha! Yeah. Ha ha! Bitches. And this doesn't come out until October 4th. Of this year, so we got some time to actually see some more and see what else they're planning on, you know, showing us by then.
Good.
Yeah.
I mean, it is promising or whatever, and you know, it does look different. So
it does look very different, very fucking different than what we've expected and what we've seen before. We've seen multiple versions of the Joker in totally different ways. We've seen like this crazy fucking Michael Keaton. Michael Keaton's Joker with what's his face
from Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, we've seen that version Jack of Nicholson. Him. Yeah, we've seen him.
To be honest. Whatever, in my opinion, the best Joker.
Yeah, he was actually great.
Cinema Joker, because I always say, like, when I think Joker, I think Mark Hamill and fucking Batman animated series.
Yeah, Mark Hamill was another great Joker. We also got fucking Heath Ledger as a Joker too, which actually was pretty good. He actually fucking won an Oscar for fucking dying as a character. So yeah, he had to be good, right? And then we also got fucking
speech.
And then we also got what's his face, Jared Leto playing Jared Joker Leto. As well, which honestly, like, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't that great. It's not the best portrayal of the Joker, but it was their favorite Joker for some people.
Really? I don't know, man. Like, you know, I didn't think the Joker. I just thought some dude that is like, you know, like. If Justin Bieber was like, I want to be the Joker, and you know,
well, because what they did, they made him a lot more youthful, but they also made him very, very, very fractured as a fractured character. They did a great job portraying that as like, okay, yeah, I'm a bad guy, but I kind of want to be loved at the same time.
I want to be loved by you.
Yeah, exactly. I guess you kind of say it's very Jared Leto.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's funny is like when I think Jared Leto, I keep thinking of Fight Club.
Yeah.
I wanted to break something.
That's perfect.
And it was funny because that was him.
Yeah, that's exactly who he was. Yeah. So October 4th, that's when we get to see the Joker. In theaters, so be ready for that. Next news we got this week is something kind of sad because I enjoy Legends of Tomorrow, and two characters from Legends of Tomorrow are going to be leaving. It's kind of sad. So Brendan Routh and Courtney Ford, both Brendan Routh, of course, we know now has been playing, you know, Ray Palmer and / Adam for the last 5 years or so. And he's going to be playing Superman in Crisis. So apparently he's going to be written off the show. As well as Courtney Ford, who actually plays Nora Dark. Who is Damon Dark's daughter. It's really sad to see them go. Because, of course, you know, they're both really good characters. They're very different characters that we haven't really seen before. So it's kind of sad.
But you know what? You already know, dude. Like, even let's say they get written off or whatever, they'll find a way back again. Like, you know, like how it always goes. Like, you know, like the money's right. Guess who's back?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Let's just do one little comeback. One episode. One time.
Yeah.
And I kind of
Vigilanteverse. Give me the money.
Exactly. And I'm kind of seeing that as like, okay, the reason I guess they're doing the fucking. The Brendan Routh is like, okay, yeah, he's done it for so long, and he's like, fuck it, you know, make his last hurrah be okay. I'm just gonna throw him in there again as Superman. Just because he's been in this for so long, we're like, fuck it, let's just give him that little opportunity to, you know, shine in that way at least for one more time. And let him go out with a bang at that point.
True. You can do that. And besides, with that next big, you know, that big crossover coming up, that, you know, makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
Like, it will be fair.
Yeah, so of course, by the time they disappear on the show, whatever, it'll be towards the end of the season, like they usually do. Towards the end of the season, they usually get rid of somebody or whatever. But it'll be towards... it'll be around January, which is right after, like, Crisis is over. So yeah, it's gonna suck.
Yeah, because you gotta wind it down somehow.
Yeah, exactly. And that's I think that sometimes that's like the best way to do it.
you already know, dude. With the old and with the new.
Yeah, yeah, and the thing is that they always bring new characters, no matter how much you know. You're like, oh yeah, I wonder what they're gonna do. Yeah, they'll bring back a whole brand new fucking character. You're like, oh yeah, look, this guy's here now.
Yay!
Yay!
Good old insert line here.
Exactly, exactly. Another thing that came out this week, which I know you're not very excited for because you can give a fuck less about this fucking franchise, but The Matrix franchise is coming back, and they're doing
with a fourth movie.
Yes, with a fourth motherfucking movie. So motherfucking exciting! Yeah, I know.
I'm one of those few, ladies and gentlemen, that actually never liked The Matrix.
No, you're not one of the few. There's a lot of people that don't enjoy it. No, but the Matrix 4 is coming out, and it's 20 years since the original, and Keanu Reeves is coming back, as well as Carrie Ann Moss, who we've seen of course in The Matrix, but we also seen her in Daredevil. She was also one of the lawyers in Daredevil, and Lana Wachowski is gonna be back doing this. It's gonna be pretty interesting.
I heard that Fishburne too.
Yes. We'll see. Well, I don't know. I didn't hear Fishburne.
I think I heard Fishburne. Like, you know, okay. And I was like, okay, good. Like, you know, if you do get that, whatever, nice.
Well, that would be all really cool. Is,
the original trio again.
Mm-hmm. We just need fucking Agent Smith and shit.
Yeah. Agent Smith. And then what is it? Steven is trying to petition so it can be Agent Salvador?
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. Exactly. I could do that. That's me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's gonna be kind of interesting. One of the things that they wrote is that we cannot be more excited for the reentering the Matrix with Lana. And she is a true visionary, a singular and original creative filmmaker. And yeah, I know I had a real hard time saying filmmaker. Jesus Christ!
No, I know you're getting distracted with the
stupid cat. Yeah,
with the company.
Yeah. It's all good. She's over there chilling right now. And it says we are thrilled that she's writing, directing, and producing the next chapter in the Matrix universe. So she's going to be doing a lot of fucking shit for this fucking movie.
Good, good, good.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be pretty cool. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be something that's, you know, it's going to be a little different. So I'm kind of excited for it. Kind of excited, kind of not, because, like, it's been a long time since then, and, like, the second two weren't that great. Like, I enjoyed the fuck out of the first one. I saw the first one in theaters, and I was like, ooh! Let's see if the other two are going to be just as good. And I saw the second one in theaters. I was like, it was okay. Then I saw the third one, not in theaters. And I was like, okay, yeah, I'm done with this. So we got to see what's going to come out. It's been like 20 years, like I said. So, yeah, we'll see what happens.
Start screaming, that's it.
That's it, I'm wrap. I'm done. It's a wrap. Fuck you guys.
It's a wrap. We're good. I don't have to deal with it.
Yeah, exactly. And then I guess one last final thing. This is one of the few things that I actually like kind of saw from D23 earlier today, and it's a letter from Kermit the Frog. Huh? Yeah, and it's one of those letters that, you know, has a whole bunch of omissions in it. Yeah, you know how they have like a lot of the black marker going through every certain words and shit. So this is how it reads. So it says, "Hiyo, Kermit the Frog here. I am so blank to announce that the Muppets' brand new unscripted short form blank series. It's the I'm sorry. The fact that it keeps saying blank, it kind of like throws me off, even though I know that I'm fucking reading this right. I was like, my brain is still like, no. It's supposed to have a word there. It's called Muppets Now premiering on Disney Plus in 2020. It's going to be blank, and best of all, it will feature celebrity guests like blank. Of course, it's not going to tell us who's fucking going to be in this, but it also says,
okay, I already know.
We are so blank to share. We're so blank to share more with you on blank. Of course, so I'm assuming they're going to have some more shit coming this weekend. And then it says, thanks to the lovers, the dreamers, and the blank.
Can't forget the blank.
Yeah, you can't forget the blank.
Tito's in the blank.
Yeah, Tito's in the blank. There you go. Perfect. Yeah. But it's pretty cool. It's kind of interesting. It's kind of funny how they decided to omit certain things from a little thing, and it's actually kind of sort of making the news for us. That's why the fuck not, right?
No, but that's good, because I mean, like, the whole thing is this: you know, like, remember the Muppets are now a Disney property, and
yeah,
you know, like, you can use them for so many things because so many people love them. But it just seems like, you know, they've been focusing on, oh, the Marvels and the Star Warsies, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it's necessarily a bad thing, because it's not. But, you know, you have so many things that you can still work with.
Yeah.
And that people still love. And especially, remember, the Muppets have a legacy, dude.
Yeah, they've been around forever. They've been around longer than we've both been around.
Yeah, don't let Henson's Originals die. Please, mostly.
Please give us more, please.
More Muppets, you say? Bork, bork, bork.
Bork, bork, bork. Yeah. Bork, bork, bork.
Yeah. Bork, bork, bork. Tito's bork, bork, bork.
Oh, yeah. That sounds about right. I can do it.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty excited. I'm pretty excited for it. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I enjoyed the last thing from them.
The live action Muppet show.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. It wasn't bad. It was different. Because it was more like The Office, but as Muppets.
Yeah. Well, to be honest with you. Yeah, but what I liked about it was that it was like, you know, you're breaking the fourth wall without breaking the fourth wall. Like, you know, like, you're playing it off as these characters are just like you and I. And you just try to, you know, run with it. Like, how would a world run if this was regular? You know, and you can't have it as the Happy Time Murders.
Yeah, exactly. You gotta have something a little more legit, in a way. And they did.
No, because actually the Happy Time Murders is more legit.
You think so? I haven't watched it yet, so I don't know. I can't really call it. It could be absolutely like hot
garbage. So from the bits and pieces that I've seen or whatever, dude, like it's like real life. Like, you know, like if some of these puppets or whatever, like if they fall into hard times or whatever, they'll prostitute themselves or, you know, get into some kind of drugs and
right.
Yeah.
Okay, but I still heard and it's then, actually not that good.
What, that one, the Happy Time?
Yeah.
Yeah, I seen bits and pieces. I gotta just actually sit down when I get a chance and watch it.
Yeah, so like, do I.
Watching its entirety, I mean.
Exactly, so do I. So I might have to do that this weekend. I'm gonna check it out. So we'll see.
Because, let's see, the last thing I saw its entirety was actually that Rocko's Modern Life thing on Netflix.
Oh, yes. Oh,
dude,
yes.
It, like, honestly, whatever, it did so much fan service from the original show.
Absolutely.
I give it a lot of credit, dude, because, you know, it worked well.
It worked really well. And it
was,
like, well.
The same voice. It was just the voice cast, you know, the same voice cast.
Mm-hmm.
From the original.
Yeah.
So I was like, good, good.
Yeah, now, same thing with the Invader Zim. Yeah, that shit was really fucking good, too.
Dude, fucking, I love. You already know, dude. I love Invader Zim.
So do I.
That's the next one. Like, I guess that's the weekend plan for me.
There you go. You got a fucking good plan. That's a good fucking plan for me. I'd fucking dig that shit. I'll buy that for $1.
Ha ha. Oh my god. What's your name, Officer Murphy, sir?
Yeah, so I guess that pretty much wraps it up for this week's episode. It's a little bit short, but fuck it, you know, why not? It's okay. We like I said, we still have a bunch of shit to talk about for D23, and we didn't want to go too much into details for that, because of course there's literally shit coming through my phone at this very fucking moment. You heard my phone just go off a little while ago. So yes. So that's
all. Yeah, like I said, you know, you bring up something or whatever, and then who knows?
Yeah, then we go off tangents, and just want to kind of keep it simple and to the point this week.
So I think if anything, whatever, it's always good to have, like, you know, like after the event, that's when you have a good.
Yeah, because that's when you get full details, about everything, yeah. And you know what to do, what to talk about. Yeah, it makes it's a better way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so make sure you go to InterestingGeeks.com where you see a whole bunch of shit sometimes. Of course, we have this show. Comes out every single week. We also have the Interesting Geeks Turntable. We have Interesting Geeks First Watch, which we'll be doing another episode this weekend. So that should be coming out sometime next week. As well as Bride 2J Presents, the newly renamed Yay Toys Plus is now Bride 2J Presents. Check out that for all the your toy needs and other shit. Also, we have on the set, we have Comics con Sabor, Manga Times, Anime World, the Good Games Podcast, which we haven't had for a little bit, but you know, we're still waiting for them because they're still awesome. So make sure you check all those out on InterCityGeeks.com. And while you are at InterCityGeeks.com, you will find a link to Amazon's, and on that Amazon link you can get whatever the fuck you want on Amazon, cause it's fucking cool and we get a little kickback from it.
I was gonna say even Tito's, I don't know.
Yes, you could, I'm pretty sure you get Tito's on there too. I wouldn't be surprised. Nice. But on Amazon.com, also that link that we have there, you could actually get an entire month of Amazon Prime for free. Your first month of Amazon Prime for free. If you don't have Amazon Prime at the moment, click on the link. It'll take you there. Get your first month for free. And then after that, you can just be like, okay, you can decide, do I want to keep it? Do I not want to keep it? Do I want all these amazing things as far as, you know, getting Amazon shipments, like, the next day? Or do I want to watch Amazon Prime shit? Like, The Boys, or, you know, The Marvelous Miss Maisel. Or Jack Ryan. Those are all great shows that are on fucking Amazon Prime. So, yeah, you could do all that shit. Also, yeah, do that shit on InterestingGeeks.com. So there. Also, you'll find a link to So Sick Clothing Company, which is a clothing company with shirts and different type of apparels for people like us. People geeks, people that are into gamings and all this other cool shit. This week, actually, they kind of sent me an email. They were like, "Yo, we're promoting these new jerseys that we're doing for esports." So it's like a really cool esports jersey, kind of like a soccer jersey, but it's all green. It has the So Sick logo on the middle. And then you can get your stuff customized on the back. So if you have a Twitch channel or you have a Twitch name, you can get that shit imprinted on the back of your jersey. And that's fucking cool. So make sure you go to SoSickClothingCompany.co, get your shirt, and fucking type in Inner City Geeks at checkout for 15 motherfucking percent off. And that is it's going to be for a little while. It's not going to be something that's going to be there for a long time, forever. It's like a limited edition type shit that they're going to be doing for, I guess, towards the end of the summer. Now that, you know, real sports are starting to come up. So, yeah. So, make sure you do that. Also, at NerdCGeeks.com, we have a new sponsor. Yeah, new sponsor. Yay! And this sponsor is actually a different type of sponsor that we've never actually had. So, this sponsor is Kushly.com. And they are a company that makes CBD stuff, CBD products. And their mission is to lead the industry by giving everyone access to the amazing benefits of high quality, full spectrum CBD products. They strive to educate the world of the therapeutic benefits of hemp CBD while offering pure, safe, and legal CBD hemp based products. Yeah. Which is fucking cool.
I like that. Just, you know.
It's like it's helping everybody up.
Legal.
Yeah, it's and exactly. Legal. It's legal shit. So if you click on the link that says Kushly at the bottom of industries.com, it'll take you to their site and you can get 15% off your purchase. And they have, you know, topical creams, little droppers of stuff, some oils, a bunch of different shit. They got gummies, everything you could ever fucking want that can, you know, help you out with anything that you need, like whether it's like for anxiety or for depression or all that type of shit that you know people say, like, okay, yeah, I need this for this and do this for that. Check it out on kushly.com. But of course, before you go to that, go to industrygeeks.com first. Then hit that link. And then you get your pretty good discount off of their shit. So, yes, make sure you check that out. Also, ways to find the show and ways to interact with us on the show. You can find the show first on SoundCloud. SoundCloud.com/IndustryGeeks, where we have every single episode that we've had, as well as every episode of First Watch and Turntable. Find those episodes on there. Then we also have you can find the shows on SoundCloud, like I said, Stitcher Radio, Google Play Music or Google Podcast. Google Play now. Music. Google Podcast now. It's, I guess it's considered a Google Podcast.
Oh, fucking fancy.
And Spotify. The most amazing place to actually listen to music. Spotify. So check that shit out. Check them all there. And it's actually one of the two places that the logo for the other two shows show up on there. So whenever it's a new episode of, you know, First Watch or Turntable, the logo on SoundCloud and on Spotify show up instead of just the regular Industry Geeks logo. So make sure you check that shit out if you want a little bit of a different look than just the regular show. Yeah, so follow us on the social medias, facespace.com/IndustryGeeks. On Twitters and on the Instagrams, at InterCityGeeks. All one word. No spaces, no underscores, no none of that shit. All InterCityGeeks. All one word. Where can we find you, sir?
You can find me in a few minutes about to eat chicken fettuccine alfredo with mozzarella garlic bread.
Yeah.
But on social media, you can find me at Denied on Twitter, DINYED, and on Instagram at Denied, DIN period Y period ED.
Nice.
And what about you, sir?
You can find me on the Twitters and the Instagrams at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal. And that pretty much sums it up for this fucking week. We've had actually a good fucking time on this episode. We're just about almost at a regular time episode type show. Alex, say goodbye.
Until next time, folks. And remember, we got music too, so.
Yeah, exactly. This, I was just about to get into that. We got music. Like I always do, I have music. So I have a new song from the band that I actually just mentioned earlier in the episode, The Machinist. And the first song that I actually heard from them was the song that I'm going to be playing. And it was one of those songs that, like, as soon as I heard it, I was like, oh my fucking God, this song is fucking amazing. Like, just from, like, the first second I heard it, I was like, oh shit, this shit is dope, it's heavy, it's fucking great. The female lead vocal has one of the best growls I've heard in a very long time. Very guttural. It was very funny.
You had me at thing.
Yeah, exactly. Because the first, it doesn't even like start off with like, oh yeah, a little bit of intro. It's like, it just starts off heavy from the beginning, beats you in the face with some amazing fucking riffs and shit. It's fucking dope. The song that we will be playing is the Empire State of Emergency. And that's off of their latest album. I don't know how to pronounce it because I'm a little dumb right now. So, yes, it's a dope album. Actually, like, I really enjoyed it so much that I actually posted it on my Instagram. Shouting them out, like, yo, you guys did an amazing fucking job with it. And you guys are awesome. So, yes, make sure you check that out. And with that said, don't be a dick. But always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.
Don't fall, this is nothing worth a meeting.